This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Saddam Hussein has been in U.S. custody for almost a year now. He has been very thoroughly interrogated, and last week, Charles Delfer of the CIA issued a report on Iraq based in part on those interrogations. The Delfer report concludes that Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction and that Saddam Hussein was a very different kind of leader than the way he's usually described. Day to Day's Alex Chadwick spoke with NPR's Mike Schuster, who covers national security and foreign policy.
Mike Schuster, sum up the Saddam who emerges in this Delfer report.
Well, the Delfer report, it seems to me, is probably the best portrait that we have of Saddam Hussein written in the English language. It's many hundreds of pages long, and it focuses on all aspects of the weapons of mass destruction issue in Iraq, and thoroughly probes who Saddam Hussein was, what he was like, the decisions that he made. And what comes across in the Delfer report is he's shrewd, calculating, smart. He made the decision to disarm and get rid of weapons of mass destruction, particularly nuclear weapons, early on.
Well, that's a key thing, because Mr. Bush cited as one of the reasons for going to war the fact that indeed Saddam Hussein did have weapons of mass destruction. He used chemical weapons against his own people. That was said many times. What happened to the weapons of mass destruction and his nuclear program?
The Delfer report details his use of weapons of mass destruction, especially chemical weapons, which he believed staved off a defeat for Iraq in the long Iran-Iraq war of the 1980s. He believed that the threat to use chemical weapons deterred the United States after its victory in the Gulf War from marching on Baghdad and overthrowing him.
This is 1991. He thinks that chemical weapons saved him then, the threat
right.
of using them.
Yet in 1991, he decided to disarm and eliminate all his chemical weapon stocks and put the nuclear weapon program to bed. Because of the pressure on Iraq and because of his defeat, the pressure on Iraq by the United Nations and the United States, except what he didn't do is admit that he had done that, because he wanted Iran, his primary enemy, to continue to think that he had weapons of mass destruction in order to deter Iran from further military action against Iraq.
This is his neighbor on the border, Iran. They fought a war throughout most of the 1980s, deadly sworn enemy. And the Delfer report concludes that is the point of his bluff, as it were, about weapons of mass destruction. It didn't really have anything to do with the United States.
That's right. The Delfer report says that Iran, the adversary Iran, was the primary motivator behind his decision to disarm but maintain the fiction that he still had these weapons, was essentially because of his weakness, military weakness, after 1991 and the defeat at the hands of the United States, but fear that Iran might have taken advantage of that weakness.
So what he's doing is manipulating his own people with fear about Iran. He's manipulating the Iranians, and he's manipulating the United States.
He's doing his best to maintain the fiction that he's still a strong leader. And in fact, he accrued, especially in the Arab world, according to the Delfer report, a great deal of influence and prestige by standing up to the United States during this period of time and maintaining the fiction that he had weapons of mass destruction. But the Delfer report also suggests that he wasn't above making amends with the United States during this period.
Well, how did he view the United States?
What comes across in the Delfer report is that he did not view the United States as an indefatigable enemy in the same way that he viewed Iran and maybe even Israel. During the 1990s, the Delfer report says there were many times when his emissaries and intermediaries made overtures to American officials, and that essentially he was willing to come to terms with the United States, these intermediaries said. He was willing to help resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. He was even willing to go so far as to disarm and forego ambitions for weapons of mass destruction, according to the Delfer report, if the United States were willing to include Iraq in some kind of security arrangement.
And he was sending this word back to Washington. He would, through these emissaries, he'd say, hey, I'm willing to strike a deal with you guys.
Apparently,
talk
yes.
to me.
Yes, and but there is no evidence anywhere in the public record that the Clinton administration and certainly the Bush administration, the second Bush administration, was willing to take him up on those kind of offers.
The Delphi report is about Iraq. It's about what happened in Iraq and these weapons of mass destruction. But in the text of this thing, can you read some explanation of how the U.S. got it so wrong about the weapons of mass destruction?
One of the ways to answer that question is to look at what's missing from the Delphi report. And what's not in the Delphi report is any suggestion that Saddam Hussein was such a dyed-in-the-wool enemy of the United States that he was planning some kind of revenge on the United States vis-a-vis terrorism, terrorist attacks, or a relationship with al-Qaeda. So despite the fact that American leaders have suggested that Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda were linked, or that Saddam Hussein and the 9/11 attacks were linked, by omission, there is nothing to confirm that in the Delphi report whatsoever.
The conclusion, Saddam Hussein was bluffing. He meant to be bluffing the Iranians. He was bluffing the United States and the UN and really most of the rest of the world as well. And he couldn't see that that bluff was going to run over him.
No, he couldn't see it. In fact, Delphi says that Saddam himself did not believe the second time around that the United States would invade Iraq. He miscalculated the first time around in 1991. He didn't believe the United States would invade Iraq. Despite his defeat in the first Persian Gulf War, he miscalculated just that way again and did not believe that the United States would invade and suffer casualties. He was surprised by the swiftness of the invasion. He didn't believe the United States would get to Baghdad. But what he did believe is that after whatever military action did take place with the United States, an insurgency would evolve, and that's exactly what did happen.
Brutal, calculating, shrewd.
No question.
Not a madman.
Not a madman in the words and the pages of the Delphi Report.
NPR's Mike Schuster. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, Alex.
Alex Chadwick with that interview, and you can find a complete copy of the Delphi Report at our website, npr.org.